Generational Talent Week 11 Recap plus Week 12 Power Rankings. This is Thomas Crowder, brought to you by Desert Highway Radio, along with
Travis Crowder. And I can't believe it's Week 12. It's going too quick. Slow it down, because this is I love the NFL, and it's already, you know, past the halfway point.
Yeah, no, it's flying by, and this has been a very interesting season, to say the least.
It is a lot of upsets. Outside of the Rams, no clear cut anybody running with anything.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny too, because I agree that the Rams are very much the clear cut favorites, especially when you look at NFC. And it's interesting too, because your top two AFC teams, which would be your Broncos and your Patriots, which are on what, like 8 win streaks or 7 win streaks.
Broncos, you could predict a little bit. Patriots, no way. I predict that. Yeah.
And honestly, I think, you know, both teams look very good. But out of those two, I think Patriots have more going on all sides of the ball, but I do think the Denver's defense is 10 times better than the Patriots' defense.
I do too, if I had to pick between the two, yeah. And it is I do think Baltimore's going to make it interesting. I do think Buffalo could. Kansas City, I'm not convinced at all.
Huh? No, they look like major frauds after that loss.
Them and the Chargers. Blech. Yeah. You know, God, that was terrible. That game was horrible. But yeah, in term, I'm with you. There's a couple of, you know, that's what I'm saying about clear cut. I mean, the Rams are just consistent clear cut both sides of the ball for the most part. Those other teams, you know, I still think the Bills have a chance. I think Baltimore's going to climb back in. I'm sure they are. You know, with injuries, I mean, Cincinnati's garbage. So
obviously, who's the other one that I was thinking?
Indy. And Indy's good. Indy, if there's ever a chance for a team like Indy to get in there, and if that is the case, that, you know, they sold out for a one season win, you know, making trades and trying to get, you know, getting sauce and stuff.
Yeah.
Probably a good year to do it, because it could definitely be up for grabs for them in the AFC. It's not like anybody's running away with it.
That, and I'm just curious too, are we going to see this Daniel Jones next year? And so I get them wanting to do the real capitalization. I'm very curious too, does Indy go after a quarterback at all, like in the draft? Obviously, they're not going to have a high draft position unless there was some trade I didn't know about. But, well, actually, no, they will. They did have some trades.
They get the, well.
Yeah, but it's.
I can't remember what they acquired, but what they traded away too, because don't forget, they gave up number ones for Sauce.
That's right. So, yeah, I guess they're going to be in this for a minute.
Yeah. Me personally, I look at it like this. You know, he had a year or two in New York where he was good. I think it really depends on what the Colts do, because New York just barn sailed everybody, and that team. Oh, buy Saquon, buy that. I mean, it was just leaving people left and right.
Yeah.
If they keep this,
well, Saquon was from Giants. Oh, you're talking about Giants. I thought you were talking about Jets for a second.
When Danny Jones was with the Giants.
Yeah.
Danny Dimes, because they barn sailed that team, and then you know, so the poor guy. I mean, you had some talent to. It's all bye-bye now. And then, yeah, he stunk. Well, the team stunk.
Yeah.
And who's been good since then? I mean, anybody they've put in at quarterback, sorry, they've been terrible.
Yeah.
And not to say that they're terrible, that team's terrible. So at least the offense is. So I think
when your number one wide receiver is Wandale Robinson.
Right. And your running backs, I mean, your Singletary, yeah. Tracy, yeah. I mean, you know, they lose Scataboo, and that was your only, like, bright future type of deal. So and then you look at the team that he inherited. Your running game's pretty good. Your offensive line's awesome. Your defense is awesome. You've got a bunch of B receivers, so you got consistency there.
I was going to say, you know, if I'm the Colts and you really do believe in Danny Jones, then I would definitely look towards wide receivers, because right now you've got Pittman and you've got Pierce.
Pierce, and then you got one more. You have there's three, but they're all Bs.
I was going to say, it's no big name person.
No, they're all Bs. Like I said, they're good second guys.
Yeah.
Not a clear cut one.
No.
At all.
You got a bunch of slot receivers playing everything.
Correct. You know, and so, like I said, the team's good, but I'm with you. You know, if you invest in a few key spots and keep everybody else where they're at, they could have a good run.
Yeah.
Because it's not like Danny Dimes is old or anything.
No. He's got youth in him.
Yeah. So I think it just depends. If I am Indy, though, I'll tell you, if he has the kind of year that they could have, I would sign him. I mean, I would sign him, you know, 3 or 4 years and ride it out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just what I would do.
I'm curious what he'd be asking for now.
I was trying to figure out, I want to give you that, because now that I said it, you know, I'm going to be that guy, Tommy. The other receiver, well, Josh Downs, but I know he's kind of hitting. I mean, Pierce and Pittman are the best. Oh, and they got Abdullah, but Downs, I would say, is their third. But all Bs, and a C. There's no A.
No, way. God, no.
Okay, so I you've got your top 10, and I've got, you know, I'm a little curious too, because I've got one. I'm sure it's in your top 10. I just want to hear about it.
All right. Well, we'll go with number 10. Old Man Rogers breaks his wrist, which is hilarious.
Non-throwing wrist. It's his non-throwing wrist. Yeah. And but he is Old Man Rogers. I mean, and you can see it. I mean, I think that team's destined to once again go like 9-8.
No, that is just the Steelers dynasty is mediocrity.
Yeah, it is. And I do love their coach. He's a great coach.
But he's not going to get him anywhere past 9-8.
You're not. It goes back to what I've said before, and it's the truth. And Aaron Rodgers is not your guy, right? You have to have a solid quarterback. That's reality. The last time the Steelers were good was Roethlisberger, and let's be real, it was him, Big Ben. Since Big Ben, mediocrity, right? So you had your run, two Super Bowls with Big Ben. As a coach, I will say this. I do think he gets the most out of what he's got. I mean, he's good, but until you get a solid QB, you're not going anywhere.
Well, and I think the other problem is because you listen to like player interviews and stuff, and one thing players say is that when they go to play the Steelers, it's the same football style. Like Tomlin has not changed up his football style. It is slow football, a lot of reliance on the kickers, and basically they kind of come alive towards the end, but they spend very much similar to what Broncos are doing right now, where the first three quarters, it's like rest and relax. Our guys, we're playing kind of bare minimum. We're really focused on our kicking game, and then we'll really give it all at the end. And you listen to some of these players who are like, oh, yeah, no, I love playing the Steelers because they're going to play the exact same football they've played for the last 10 years.
Yeah, and it's all been defense-minded, too, for as long as I was a kid.
And unfortunately, like their defense is good. It should be great, honestly, with some of those players that they've got out there with Fitzpatrick and Watt. But it's never been like blow you away defense.
Yeah, it's always been right middle to the top of the league every year, though. And that's what I mean. They've hung there. It's like the Bears. They've hung their hat on that stuff for decades, you know. And so, but you know, teams kind of get into that mode. And I will say this: coaches that have been around a while, they're stubborn. They'll do it their way. Belichick was the same way.
Well, and Tomlin is definitely stubborn.
Yeah, he's stubborn. I mean, you know, that's I think why some coaches. They don't always have the success some of these guys have, but that's why you get some like Detroit Lions coach where they love playing for him simply because he opens it up.
Yeah, he plays four downs every time.
Yeah, he's crazy.
We've got the Jaguars stomping out the Chargers in what looked to be a very strong victory for the Jaguars and a very embarrassing loss for the Chargers. The Chargers did not show up to that game at all.
They have no offensive line. My Lord.
And, you know, obviously Justin Herbert doing the best he can, but talk about the probably the least amount of time in the pocket, I would say.
Oh, he's running for his life the minute the ball reaches his hands. I mean, it's just watching that game. I mean, that is a terrible offensive line, which is why all your running backs are all banged up and ruined. I mean, that team's banged up. It's unfortunately. And I do think Herbert's good. He's just in a losing situation here.
He is. And honestly, I'm really, you know, like there's weapons there. There's a lot going on. Like I think you bolster up that O-line. They have a better next year. I do think so. And I wouldn't get rid of Harbaugh.
Well, remember, they did get some good players. They got injured.
Injuries, yeah.
You know, so they've had some bad luck. It isn't going so well.
We've got the Cowboys taking a win and dedicating that to the recently departed Marshawn Kneeland, which was a good victory for them. Obviously, Cowboys possibly in contention. They have a great offense.
They're
defense,
on the bubble.
Not quite there at all in the slightest. But hey, good victory for them.
There was a move I did like too. Did you know he benched those two starting wide receivers?
Yeah, for like the first two plays.
I thought it was the first quarter.
I don't think it was a full quarter.
Oh, my bad. I didn't click over to that game till then. And I heard it was to, you know, send a clear message. And I'm a big fan of that. If you're a coach and you got to send a message and it's your marquee player, send a message. I mean, that's your job.
Oh, they were benched for about three plays.
Three plays. That's it. Yeah. So like one series. Okay.
Yeah. they returned for the second series.
Not quite the message I would have thought, but you know, I'll tell you, I'm with you. It was a first class move too. Very tragic deal. Gentlemen, you know, we've said it before. We'll say it again. I think we've said it on this show too. Mental health is a real deal, man. That is a real deal and can't ignore it. And that poor young man needed some help.
Yes. And so good on the Cowboys. You guys earned that W. Then we have the Dolphins. Here's a shout out to our friend Nick. Dolphins, very slim playoff hopes, but there is playoff hopes if they manage to just win out.
Yeah, they'd have to win a lot.
And I don't think they're going to, but hey, you know what? Keep the hope alive, fins up, yada, yada, yada.
poor Nick. Yeah, I know Nick, Chris Beaton was going to chime in and call. He was like, I'm going to kick Tommy's butt. I'm like, yeah, well, Tommy talks mad smack against all of our teams. Now, I will say, though, I love you, son. You are not thick-skinned. Nick makes one little comment, you lose your mind. I'm like, Tommy, you got to be able to take it too when you dish it.
Hey, I had to you know what? I told him this morning because I tripped him over Tua, and he's like, that's crazy coming from the dude whose quarterback threw four interceptions in a biggest fair. Game. And I'm like, you know what? I've never respected you more.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And yeah, we'll talk about that one. That was tough.
Yeah, that'll be towards the top of this list. This
might be an I told you so moment too, by the way, when we get to
Yeah. Well, you know what? Your big hot take didn't take either, pal. Number six, I've got Jameis Winston, who played, I think, better than Russell Wilson, but talk about the worst interception timing on the planet when they were coming back for a victory. And there it was, end zone interception. Jameis Winston threw it all away. Very disappointing. But you know what? I'll give Jameis this. At least he did something. Did you see how many pass attempts that man had?
Yeah, I like Jameis. So I don't know. He's goofy as almighty, but I don't know. I like him. I think he's got a great attitude. And he's not the best, but I think in terms of that pantry, he is the best.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm trying to pull up because I want to see. Oh, geez.
Are you looking for a stat line?
Yeah, because his amount of passes that he tossed up was insane.
I can one up you there. How about Jacoby Brissett? You see how many throws, how many completions he made?
Huh.
44 completions. He set a record. He was like, Tommy, Jacoby Brissett was like 44 for 55.
Jesus. Yeah.
I mean, Jacoby Brissett also threw for 450 yards against the Niners.
That is insane.
You know, but I like Jacoby Brissett too. He's been a class act. I know he's bounced around all over this league, but he's a class act. I mean, but the fact that he did that much was crazy. You got backups on a lot of teams, by the way. Did you find it yet?
Yeah. You know what? Maybe it was Brissett is who I was looking at.
I think it was Brissett.
I mean, granted, don't get me wrong. Jameis Winston threw up 19, completed 19 out of 29 passes, one interception. But I will say this, the dude at least was giving it his all. Whereas I did not feel that way watching Russell play. Yeah. Russell, it was like just garbage gameplay.
Here we go. Jacoby Brissett against the Niners this weekend. 47.
That's the one I heard.
For 57, 452 yards and a couple of TDs. Jacoby Brissett, you the man. I mean, for a backup quarterback to go off, that's Fitzpatrick type stuff that he would do.
Yeah, no, that's insane numbers.
Yeah, yeah. That just tells me Kyler Murray who?
Yeah. So did you watch the Sunday night game?
Oh, one more thing. Oh, that's without their number one receiver.
Not Malik Nabers.
His dad was an NFL player too. He's got the same name.
Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison. Yeah. That's without Harrison. That's crazy. Yeah, because
at that point you're just tossing it up to McBride.
Wilson and McBride. I know they gave
McBride's a freaking stud. That's top tier tight end.
Numero uno.
Number five, we've got the really bad call against Rock Ya-Sin in the Eagles versus Lions game. In my opinion, cost the game.
It did cost the game.
Yeah, because to me, they were on a roll. They were looking to make a comeback. The most garbage play. And thank God the announcers called it out, too. I very much appreciate
Collinsworth. He called it right out.
And normally I hate Collinsworth, but he did say, he's like, you got to be kidding me. Because it was a garbage call.
That call called the game.
If anything, it was an offensive PI because he pushed off him. But yet we're going to go ahead and call that a defensive PI, kill that drive, and then basically hand the victory over to the Eagles. Garbage. Garbage, garbage.
To me,
officiating needs to be absolutely manhandled.
Well, what it needs to be is the instant replay needs to go both ways. Because something like that, there should have been an opportunity to be like, wait a minute, can we take another look at that? I just think terrible. Absolute terrible call. And it did cost that game. I mean, the outcome, you never know what could have happened anyways. But in terms of you killed what could have been a drive for the other team. You never know what could have happened. You literally took it away from them.
Yeah, no, it's absolute trash. We've got, in my opinion, the best game of the week, the Bills versus the Buccaneers with 9 lead changes in that game. It was a back and forth, just absolute shootout until obviously the Bills were able to figure it out and get a 2-point lead or a 2-score lead.
Well, Josh Allen. I mean, I know he's been up and down. 3 touchdowns throwing. 3 touchdowns running. The dude was responsible for 6 touchdowns by himself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when he's on, and I like Josh Allen. I just wish there's just some inconsistencies there that drive you bonkers.
Yes.
You know, which is such a bummer because I know after, 4 or 5 weeks, we were like, yeah, Bills, baby. And now it's like, I don't know, baby.
Again, a loss versus the Dolphins, bad. Win against the Chiefs, win against the Bucks, beautiful. But I don't know. He's unconvincing, which is the problem.
Get him a receiver too would help.
Yeah, God, the fact that they weren't able to do anything by the trade deadline, stupid. I mean, you guys are losing your Super Bowl window right now. Mm-hmm. Every time you do this crap,
and you could have. There were receivers out there.
Yeah,
you know.
And, you know, I know they went for Jalen Waddle. It's like, why would you guys go for a divisional opponent? Like, you know the odds of that trade going through are unlikely. Yeah, like, you should have been looking at NFC.
That's what Nick was saying, too. Because I think that he liked the trade value. It was the fact that wrong team.
Yeah, dumb. I think all of America's celebrating when I say Chiefs 5-5. Playoff hopes slowly dying.
Hurt my feelings.
They're trash. Travis Kelce, garbage human being. Patrick Mahomes, Kermit the Frog, piece of trash.
He did do good, though.
They did good, but they're garbage. I hate them all. And, yeah, America's very happy about this.
So. You really don't like the Chiefs.
No.
I don't get me wrong. I want to see new teams, so I don't care. Unless it's our team, right? I don't want to see franchises.
Yeah, no.
I want to see different teams. That's what I like about the NFL.
Here we go. Number two. Sam Darnold throws four interceptions in a make or break game against the LA Rams.
Yeah. And I hate to say I called it on that one, but I told you there's going to be, I said it on the air, right? The defenses match up good. The receivers match up good. Running backs match up good. It's going to come down to our two quarterbacks. And not that Sam Darnold or, what's his face went crazy.
Stafford.
Yeah. Stafford, you know, he didn't because our defense did. Great. Our defense did so good, being that we kept giving short fields and everything else up. And I love Sam Darnold, but he single-handedly, and he did get them back into a chance to win it at the end. But four picks, bro. You're not going to, we're not going to win games when you, and he leads the league, by the way, in turnovers, single-handedly leads all of the NFL. And unfortunately, the Hawks lead the league in turnovers. Yeah. So we have got to clean that up. I mean, he's got, you know what, 8 more games. He's, you know, let's get it
Clint
figured
Kubiak,
out.
Do your freaking job, man.
Yeah. But, you know, we didn't, it's not that we played bad. Our defense was awesome.
Yeah.
I don't even think Stafford got 150 yards. So
no. And I would say this too. I mean, you look at a game where there's four interceptions on one side of the ball, you'd think it's a blowout, but in reality, it was almost a loss for them anyways.
61 yard field goal. That's a doable field goal. Our boy missed it, but our boy made a bunch in that game. So it is what it is. That game came down to the wire anyways. I mean, I want to get another crack at him. We are. I think they're the last game of the season.
I think they are too.
In general, I mean, got to give it to them. The Rams, they did outplay us. So
make sure you sign my petition. No more gingers in the NFL, except for Max Crosby. it's live somewhere, I'm sure. So let's just get Sam Darnold out of here. He's seeing ghosts.
No. I do think Sam Darnold is the answer. I do. I love how they rallied behind him. I personally feel, watch out. He's going to learn from this. And Tennessee Titans, you're next up. We're going to smoke you hard.
Yeah, I agree. And then my last one, number one, Jamar Chase, garbage human being, spit on Jalen Ramsey. Not that Jalen Ramsey is much of a human being either, but regardless, this year, two cases of spitting on players. Which is this?
Disgusting.
It's such a degrading thing.
It's foul. And here's what I didn't like about it. He flat lied. The interview Jamar Chase did, he flat lied.
As if there's not cameras all over the place.
Yeah, you moron. And so that's what my biggest thing is. The spitting is foul, but you are a liar. At least own it, man. You didn't. And then what kills me is he said, Tommy, he was quoted as saying, you can hear him on the mic where he's like, I didn't even open my mouth to that guy. He goes, he just couldn't handle the trash talking. Well, that would require you to open your mouth because you can't trash talk with your mouth shut. So you were doing it. And the spitting, you flat lied. I mean, all those cameras. And it was disgusting. And not that I'm making excuses for Jalen Ramsey. I don't blame you for losing your ever-loving mind.
If somebody spit on me, I'd punch them too.
Yeah. It is it's despicable. And way to go for the NFL to quickly suspend him.
Yeah.
I think a one game's fine, especially when you're making the kind of money he makes. It was like $500,000 hit.
Good. All that for a freaking loogie, dude. You're dumb.
Yeah, you're dumb. And you hurt your team. You know, that's another thing. You're hurting your team, and it's disgusting. And by now, as players, you haven't figured that out, that everybody hates it. Everybody thinks you're disgusting. It's nothing that anybody who thinks that's okay is wrong in the head.
And I'm looking right now. Oh, yeah, and they're playing the Patriots. So this would not be the time to be losing Jamar Chase. But you know what? You just cost yourself there. Not that you guys were going to win anyways, but any chance you had pretty much gone.
Unfortunately, Chase, you're not the number one receiver in the league anyways. That'd be our boy.
Yeah, that's
true. Who
got
another 100-yard game, by the way.
Yeah, nope. Absolutely.
And how about the one-handed catch on the run and kept his feet inbound? He is a beast.
He is a beast.
Of course, we're talking about Jackson Smith and the Jigba, and he is awesome.
Yes. All right. When we get back to it, we're going to talk betting odds and favorites. We'll catch you guys in segment two. All right. We're back. Segment two, generational talent, betting odds and favorites. We, of course, use the William Hill Sportsbook in case anybody's ever wondering. Limited here in the state of Nevada, but that one does work for us.
I love it. It's got the boost.
That's true.
Players.
we do love our boost bets and our player props and all those fun bets. Now, that being said, let's jump right into it, Dad. Let's go over last week.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God.
Terrible. I absolutely sucked. So, I mean, I missed everything. I'll start off. My first one was I picked Houston -7 over Tennessee. Unfortunately, they only won by 3-16 to 13. So that's a loss.
All right, we'll do. So I had a okay one, not great. Didn't hit all three, that's for sure. So my first part of it, I did miss Detroit Lions +2.5. They lost by more than that. I blame the refs. Garbage call. Rock is in. You deserve justice.
My next one was another loss. I picked Atlanta to beat Carolina. They had to win by 3.5.
You fool.
And I lost. They lost 27-30 over Carolina.
All right. My next one was a push, so it just, you know, lowered my bets. But I did pick New York Giants +7, which ended up being a tie, giving them +7. So, yeah, nope, was a push. Didn't lose it, but definitely brought the money potential down quite a bit.
Okay. All right. And my last one, Baltimore, I had them -8 over Cleveland, and they won by 7. So, of course, that one for me.
Last one, which I did win, because every time I've ever bet on my Seahawks, I win. I had Seahawks +3, and although they lost by 2.
Yeah, you did get that one. Yeah. My hot take, I blew that one too. I thought Detroit was going to beat Philadelphia, and they blew it. So this was a week to forget for me.
Yeah, my hot take, Seattle winning by 7. Yeah. Nope, not quite. Even if they would have made it, they would have only won by 1. So.
Yeah, correct. And that was a long field goal. All right, here we go. So you ready?
Yes.
Here's the odds for this week number 12. Thursday night, Buffalo at Houston. Buffalo's a 5.5-point favorite, over under 43.5.
Yeah, Buffalo easy. Houston's sleeping. Their defense is great, but their offense has not woken up yet. Davis Mills looking better than C.J. Stroud, but still not looking great. So, I don't know. The Texans are a weird team. Hopefully they can bounce back next year. I don't know. It's a weird one.
I do think the Bills, too. I would agree with you 100%. Next up, we have the Giants at the Detroit Lions. Detroit is a 10.5-point favorite. The over-under is 50 even.
Man, you know, God, I hate when they're such high spreads.
And that's not the highest of the week.
Oh, I know. So to me, what's the over-under?
50.
Give me the over.
That's not the highest over or under either. You got the over on that one. Okay. I like where you're going. I will circle back.
Okay. I just think Detroit's going to run it up. But
yeah. Next up, we have the New England Patriots at the Cincinnati Bengals without their receiver. Since New England's a -8.5, the over under is another 50.
Yeah. We'll come back to that one for me.
Okay. For me, I do like the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to get them. I don't think there's enough weapons, and I think the defense for the Patriots is too good.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the Indianapolis Colts on the road in Kansas City. Good game, actually. 3.5 points. Kansas City is the favorite. Over under, that is the high one of the week, by the way, 50.5.
Yeah, no. Get out of here. Colts, dude. Colts all the way.
Chiefs are struggling. I don't think I'm going to bet on that game, though.
I'm not going to bet on it, but I do have faith that Danny Dimes can continue.
Next up, we have the Seahawks at the Tennessee Titans, -13.5. The over under is 40.5.
That's the thing. I think the Hawks are going to win. I don't like a point spread that big.
Two touchdowns. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I
two
don't.
Two teddies.
I wouldn't touch it at all. What's the over under again?
I'm going to come back to that game, by the way. 40.5. So they think it's one sided. So not only do they think it's a 14-point favorite for the Hawks, 40.5. Okay. Well, that only leaves 26 points left on the board.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I probably give me the over on it.
I'll circle back.
I don't think I'd touch that one.
The New York Jets. Here we go again. New York Jets at the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens -13.5. Over under 44.5 on that one.
Yeah, I'll give you my thoughts later on that one.
Okay, I got you. Next up, we have the Pittsburgh. On my thoughts, I don't have that one on my bets. I like Baltimore. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And their Jets are starting Tyrod Taylor. They have benched, what's his face? The kid they got from
Justin Fields.
Fields, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Bears. Bears are a -3, 7-3 Bears. Over under 45.5.
Yeah, Bears. I think Bears.
Mm-hmm. I think Bears too. I like the Bears team. I like their coach.
And hopefully it'll be like the first time that the Aaron Rodgers like gets thumped by the Bears because you know he's owned them for quite some time.
Oh, and he's made that clear. They hate him there. Minnesota Vikings at the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers -6.5. Over under 41.
Both these teams are just very You can't count on them. I don't trust either of these teams. I think J.J. McCarthy is a little baby boy, and I don't like him. And I also think that, like, the Packers have just crapped the bed too many times for me to trust him. So give me the under.
Under? Okay. I'm going to circle back to that one. The Cleveland Browns at the Las Vegas Raiders. Man, did they look good.
Yeah.
They're at -3.5. The over-under, 36.5. That's got to be the lowest.
Snooze. Snooze fest.
It is the lowest of the weekend.
You know, oh God, what a boring.
Right.
Give me the Browns. Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing there. Watch it even go under 36.5.
I know. That'll be a boring game.
Yep. Jacksonville Jaguars on the road against Arizona. Jacksonville's the favorite, -2.5 on the road, over under 47.5.
You know, I'll be honest. I'm surprised that it's only 2.5 for Jacksonville. You'd think that'd be a little bit more. But give me Jacksonville.
You know, I like Arizona. I think really? Jacoby Brissett is a better fit for them. I think they put up numbers. And I think they're going to have they'll have Harrison back, I'm pretty sure, because it was a concussion thing, I think. I don't know. I like them.
Yeah. All right.
Next up, we have the Philadelphia Eagles at the Dallas Cowboys. Eagles are a 3.5-point favorite, the over-under, 48.
Yeah, I think it'll be more than 3 points. I think the Eagles beat them pretty good.
Do you?
I do.
Yeah, I'm going to circle back to that one.
Okay.
And next up, we have the Atlanta Falcons at the New Orleans Saints. The game of who cares? Falcons just lost their quarterback for the year. Penix is gone. We're on Cousins now.
Big Kirko.
Yep.
The highest paid backup.
Saints are a 1.5-point favorite at home, over under 39.5. I'm going to go Saints.
Yeah, I would too. Unfortunately, Big Kirko kind of sucks right now, so.
Yeah, and there's talk, too, that Drake London's not going to be playing this weekend either.
Oh, well, then they're definitely good.
Yeah, they're kind of, the cupboard's getting a little empty. You still got your stud running back, though.
Yeah, but he's had some cold games this season.
Well, they can focus on him. That's a key.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay at the L.A. Rams. 6.5-point favorite for the Rams, over under 49.5.
I'll come back to
You're
it.
You're coming back to it. For me, boy. I like the over. I think these slingers are going to go back and forth. Next up, this is the Monday night game. We've got the Carolina Panthers at the San Francisco 49ers. 49ers are -7, over under 48.5. I kind of like the Panthers.
Yeah.
I like the Panthers. I think that'll be a close game, but it's hard too because Purdy's back.
Purdy's back, but Bryce Young's been slinging. I mean, he's got a decent record right now.
He's doing good. Okay, there we go. All right, so that being said, those are the spreads for the week. And Tommy Boy, what are we looking at for some picks?
Okay, so my first one of my three-teamer, I've got Patriots -8.5. I do think that especially with the Bengals being hit with suspension and whatnot, I think they're going to demolish them. I mean, there's no defense over there in the Bengals anyways, and the Patriots have been playing consistent football.
I've been sticking my neck out for these guys, and so I'm going to do it again, but I'm going to go ahead one more time and hopefully it doesn't burn me. I'm going Detroit Lions -10.5 over the Giants. I like Winston, but Detroit needs a significant go-to win.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I love Campbell, but his play calling has been a little iffy.
Let me rephrase it. I'm sorry. I said over 50. So I went with the scoring.
Oh, okay.
But I still think Detroit's going to win, but I'm going over 50.
That's fair. I think it'll be good. Good point slinging. My next one, I've got the Jets +13.5 against is the Ravens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do think the Ravens are going to win. Don't get me wrong. I just think that it won't be a full 14.
No, you think Tyrod Taylor can do a little better?
I do. I think Justin Fields has had his moments, but he wasn't good. I think Tyrod Taylor, like, all in all, is not going to be great, but I think he's going to be a little bit more consistent than Fields.
I would agree with you. I think at least as a change of pace, see what happens. Why not make a change? You're not doing nothing.
Yeah, and to me, I mean, 14, I mean, you're talking two full touchdowns. I don't know. I mean, and the Jets' defense isn't bad. I mean, granted, yes, they traded some away. Don't get me wrong, but, like, they've been okay the last two games that they have traded them away.
They're the
so.
Only thing keeping them in half these games.
Yeah. No, I think that they will. We'll lose, but I don't think it's by a full two touchdowns.
Here we go. I'm going to take it. Seattle -13.5 over Tennessee. I think it's a get right game. I think they are going to come out and they want to thump somebody. They're so pissed off.
I don't disagree. You know? And I hope it does end up being that.
Because that defense did not, by the way, to hear Ernest Jones, a linebacker, talking about people giving their quarterback a hard time. He was super mad.
Yeah. And so Seahawks Instagram released the uncensored version of it where he was dropping them F-bombs.
Yes, he was. And I got a feeling, I don't think I want to line up against that defense at the next game. They are going to want to kill somebody.
Yeah. My last one, I have Bucks +6.5 I think they're going to beat the Rams. I think it'll be close.
Is that your hot take too?
Nope. I got two different. I've got two extra hot takes. Okay. I'm just a big Rams hater now. So
I can see that in you. Okay. I only did one hot take, but my last one, I have Green Bay -6.5 over Minnesota. I hear you about the inconsistencies of these two teams. I'm not a fan of McCarthy. I think he stinks.
And the whole nine, oh, God, cringe, dude. Yeah. You are not good enough to be acting like you got an alter ego. Shut up.
Yeah, and they're not playing good. And I just, not that Green Bay's playing great, but I think Jordan Love, much like the Seahawks, he needs to get right game. I think this is it.
Okay. Well, do you want to, I've got hot takes. So I'll give you my first one. Okay. So my first one is Colts -4.5 against the Chiefs.
You think they're going
to
cover?
I think they're going to win by 5.
Oh, okay. All right. Here's what my hot take was. I know it sounds crazy. I like Dallas beating Philadelphia in Dallas. I know they're a 3.5-point dog. I think they're going to beat them outright. So I'm going Dallas over Philly in Dallas.
Okay. And my final hot take, I've got the Eagles winning by 7.5.
We're going opposite ways on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we are complete opposite. I think Dallas is going to get them.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think Philly's going to beat them by a touchdown and then some.
Okay. We are complete opposite on our hot takes. I like it. All right.
Well, I think we're going to have a special guest joining us for Power Rankings, so we'll catch you guys in segment 3. Welcome back to Generational Talent. We are joined in studio by a cute little guest here. We've got Broncos fan Matthew Jacob Phillips.
He's the whole government name right there.
Yeah, he's in trouble. He didn't even know it. Matty P in the house, baby.
Yes, sir. Yeah. How are we doing?
Doing good. Not as good as your Broncos, but we're doing good.
Yeah, we're doing good, but I need to get some things straight here first, Matt. When you watch football on Sunday, what are you watching?
That's the best monster, by the way.
Yeah, see? Dad knows.
Yeah, that's the
best.
He
knows the deal.
It's not that good. Yeah, the white monster's too sweet.
The white monster's the best.
Are you watching Red Zone on Sundays? What are you watching to get your NFL intake?
I'm weird when it comes to watching Denver games. I have to watch every single play. It's like
he's like your brother and sister when it comes to Raiders. No, his brother and sister same way.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I did that with the Rams Seahawks game this weekend. I did not watch it. I mean, I had Red Zone. Like I'd pull it up obviously between commercial breaks, but it was primarily just that game.
I hear you. I couldn't find it.
So I use Spencer's NFL Sunday ticket thing that he has on my YouTube.
I didn't know he had Sunday ticket.
Yeah, he paid for it on YouTube. I told you didn't have to. He spent a lot more money than he needed to, but whatever. I'll use it to my benefit.
If you buy it now halfway through the season, it's like $100.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
But anyways, yeah, typically I watch like this weekend how it went, 10 a.m. I'm watching Red Zone till I think the 1 p.m. games. And then I tuned into your guys's. I had one on my computer and then one on my laptop.
So. That's my boy right there. Yeah. I love that.
I was watching your guys' until like halftime. And then when Denver went into half 6-6, I was like, oh, I got to like,
you gotta lock
locked in.
In
on yeah. my game. Yeah. It was.
All right. Well, we had you come on board. I had to do your week 12 power rankings. Yeah. Now, that being said, we'll let the newbie start off. Real quick, me and Trav are going to run through last week's list. Trav, do you have the availability to do that with?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
And then we'll dive right in, and you'll start us off with your number 15 pick. You've listened to this show, right?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I think I did like the first couple.
I trash you and the Broncos pretty much regularly.
I figured.
And the Dolphins as well.
Yeah, he's pretty ruthless to his friends. I knew it was,
why do you think I don't listen? can't defend myself. I have to just sit here and take this.
Yeah, you do.
This banter.
Dad, you want to give us your 15-1 week 11 power
I'll go through
rankings.
It quick. This was, the prior week. I had Pittsburgh Steelers at 15. I had the Ravens at 14. The Bears at 13. I had, where am I at here? I lost my place here. Sorry, Tommy, stay with me. Oh, where's my 12? I don't see my 12. So I'll where is it? Yeah, I don't see it on there. That's my fault. Then I had Tampa Bay, and then where am I? San Francisco, because we're changing our handwriting here a little bit. Then the Detroit Lions. Then I had the Green Bay Packers, Seattle Seahawks. Denver Broncos at 6, top 5. I had the Buffalo Bills. I had, I just realized I'm recapping the wrong list. You go ahead and do your list. Or do you have yours? Because I literally just recapped the entire one I'm going to be doing. I'm that guy. Go ahead and do it again.
Okay, so we'll just skip Trav's week 11. If you listen to last week's episode, you know what he said. My week 11 from 15 to 1 was Steelers, 49ers, Bears, Chargers, Chiefs, Patriots, Packers, Broncos, Eagles, Bucks, and then my 5 to 1 is Bills, Rams, Lions, Colts, Seahawks.
Yep, yours are better. Sorry, my bad. It's almost like recording a show without hitting the record button.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times. Oh, you know what I just realized? I left one team off my current ranking.
We're doing terrible at this. That's, you know what it is? You bring a sexy man in here and he kind of throws the entire show right off.
And I came in with no clothes on. So.
that part I wasn't going to say. But yeah, that happened too. There's no cameras in here. Well, actually, there is one. Sorry, Matt. Yep, you got one. All right. So no, I do have it. But we'll start. You want to start with our guest end first?
Yeah.
All right, stud. What do you got for number 15?
So for number 15, I think it's a team that, after this weekend, significantly dropped. I got the Chargers.
Chargers, yeah.
Yeah,
they're not even on my list anymore.
Yeah, they were close to not even making it. I was close to replacing them with the Chiefs, but
I actually bounced the Chargers as well, and I had them at 10, and I bounced them out of the 15. So my 15, a team on the rise. This is my first time having them on the charts, but I'm going to go with Carolina Panthers.
Oh, man, they barely missed my list. I just realized I missed a team that I meant to have in the top 15, so it did bump Panthers out, but I did have them at my 15. Yeah.
This is their first time on the list, and I have to admit, they're playing pretty good ball.
My number 15, they're the same spot they were last week, regardless of the win. It is the Steelers. They're just they're just like the Steelers. They are so middle of the pack, boring, dumb. Aaron Rodgers is old.
Bounced them out of mine.
Yeah. I don't have them in mine as well.
Yep. Nope. So number 14, stud.
Oh, yeah. So number 14, I'm going to go the Steelers division rival, the good old Baltimore Ravens. I think that they're in a super weak division. I think that the Steelers are not as good as the Ravens, and I don't think that I think they're just going to overtake the division there and somehow sneak into the playoffs, which is crazy.
I say yes to everything he's saying. I agree on that whole thing.
Nope, I agree too.
So that was your number 14?
Yes.
My number 14, I got the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think they're playing some pretty good football, so I got to give them credit. And I don't know how much of that was the Chargers just being terrible or them being that good, but they beat the holy hell out of them.
Yeah. My number 14, they're also in the exact same spot as last week. It's the 49ers. I'm just not really convinced one way or the other that they're doing anything. All right. Boring teams.
Yep, I hear you. Number 13, stud.
Yeah, so my 13, even though it hurts me to even put this team at 13, because I don't know.
Awfully low.
Because I don't know how that they're somehow squeezing out these wins with their mediocre play on offense, but it's the Chicago Bears.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something mean about the Hawks. Okay.
No, heck no. I wouldn't put you guys at 13.
I was going to say, he'd be really brutal that bad. Nah, we played a pretty good team as long as we lost to a slouch. My number 13, and I'm just going to say ditto to what Matt said, I have the Ravens at 13 for all the same reasons.
So me and Matt are on the same page. I have Bears at 13. Again, they're on a streak. The hassle with them is it's too many come from behind victories. There's not enough consistency there. Ben Johnson has not done with the team what I thought he was going to. I thought it'd be much more handy victories, but there's a lot of very close come from behind.
I agree with you, but I will say this: I give him credit though for them to have their record. He's doing something right.
No, I don't. That's why they're on the list.
I think that they just don't utilize their, like, for example, you have Adunze, which is a top wide receiver. I mean, it's one game he'll do well, and then 3 weeks he's doing nothing, and then he'll play another good game. It's like, where's the consistency?
Yeah, and that comes with the quarterback. He's got to come on. He's got to play four quarters, not just the fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you're number 12, stud.
All right, I'm going to go the Jacksonville Jaguars, which, you know, they're not too low, not too high. I don't know where my faith is.
They're a hard one. Yeah. I have them on my list too, but yeah, they're a difficult one to pin down.
My number 12 is the Bears. Same things we've been talking about. Yeah. Same things.
12. My number 12 is the Ravens. Much like what Matt said, even though they're not the division leaders, and technically the Steelers do have that division right now, I do not believe that the Steelers are the better team, especially because we're seeing one kind of go down, whereas the other one is trending up. So, yeah, no, it's the Ravens at number 12.
There you go. And with number 11, I'm going to go the Niners. I think they had a phenomenal win. I think it was a good outing for good old Purdy. So, yeah, I'm putting them there.
Yep.
Wait, it wasn't Purdy, was it?
It was pretty.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was his first game back. Yeah.
I was not paying attention on that game.
My number 11, I dropped him four notches. That's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm losing faith here.
No, that's fair. Yeah. My number 11 is the Jags. Again, I want to have faith. They have some goofy losses, but then they have like really good wins. They're also just looking good for their division, though, which is nice.
Good
number
deal.
10. We're to the top 10 now.
I'm saying. All right, guys. I got for number 10, I got the good old Packers. I think that it's a huge hit to them to be losing Aaron Jones for however long he's out. I'm not sure how many weeks, but that one right there. And then Jordan Love, I don't know what's been going on the last couple weeks.
He's definitely streaky, boy.
Yeah, he's been struggling. So.
Yep. My number 10, that is the Niners. I have the Niners in the top 10. I think that is a big jump for me. That was five spots. But I think with Purdy back, even though Pearsall didn't do much, the fact that he's their offense is getting help, their defense is going to be doomed, but they're still playing good football. And that, to me, that is all Saleh, their coach. Fact that defensive coach is there. But I do like the Niners at 10.
My number 10, they dropped one, is the Packers. Again, you know, they dropped one even after a win, but it wasn't like they're just not playing to the level that they were at the beginning of the year. And again, there's too many weird losses that make them undependable. So,
hey, me and you are starting to have a lot of the same. Maybe. So for my ninth, I just got the Lions. I think that
son
they're
of a gun.
Really?
Yeah, me too.
Me too. Oh. Okay. We all three have the Lions. Yep. And that's a four drop for me.
I was going to say that's from three to nine for me.
Three to nine. Jeez. Yeah. No, they just did not look good at all. It was a poor outing.
As much as I love that coach, I'm getting sick and tired of the fourth down stuff when he's I get they
unnecessary risk.
Unnecessary risk. To me, you have got to have a mindset of when and where, because forget all that analytical crap that they want to throw at you. To me, there's got to be some gut checks. I got it. But at the end of the day, you know, you're also ultimately responsible for when you're calling these shots. And to me, he just does it all the time. And that's not a good move.
Every play is a gut check play for some reason.
And learn from the Chargers. That Chargers coach from back in the day used to do the same stupid stuff, man. And it cost him his job. I mean,
Once you become predictable like that, like if every time on fourth down that you're going to go for it.
They stopped him on the fake at one point because they knew, like, they were setting up for a punt, and it's like, we know they're not going to go for the punt. They saw through that fake and turned it over right there. Yeah.
And I like Dan Campbell. I do like him. I don't like that piece. It's like, stop. Yeah. Be somewhat smart, bro.
Yeah.
Matt, go ahead with your number 8 since we all had the same one at number 9.
So I did the Lions. Okay, so I'm going with the Bucks. I think that they just lost a close one, if I remember correctly.
To the Bills.
To the Bills, yeah. And
Bills pulled it out.
Well, not that wasn't even a close one. That wasn't straight up ass whooping. Yeah,
it was closer for those first three quarters, but the fourth quarter.
And then the fourth, the Bills. Yeah.
But it was a heck of a game, man. Josh Allen was back, forth, back, forth.
He was a beast.
Nine lead changes.
Well, he threw three. He threw three, and then he ran three in.
Yeah.
And crazy.
Yep, and I played him in fantasy football, and he got 45 points against my team, and I lost atrociously.
Yeah, that was. No, he went against me too in a couple. That's terrible. My number 8, there's where my Packers are. I have the Packers at 8.
Packers at 8.
This is probably too low for him. I don't care. It's the Eagles at number 8 for me.
Oh, dude. Wow.
I don't have faith.
We are way different on this one.
I know you have them up high. To me, the Eagles,
they're boring, but I don't have it.
I'm just not convinced yet. I'm really not. Okay. I think, you know, you guys beat the Eagles.
Yeah. In Philly.
They've got a few losses on their record. And their wins, to me, have not been dominantly because I look at it this way, too. Had that crappy call against Rocky Sin not happened in the Lions game, the Lions could have easily come back and beat them as well. Nope. And that's a team with an okay defense, pretty good offense, beating what is supposed to be this top-tier team. I just don't see it. I think the Eagles are frauds.
We're different there. Woo.
So I'm really close to you. I have them at 7.
Okay.
My goodness. The Eagles. Okay. I think that they're just super, like, defense is killing it. But I think that offense is just... I don't know, man.
This boy's got some opinions over here.
A.J. Brown is just, I don't know. I think there's some turmoil side of the ball. I think that they're just struggling over there, man. I think, you know.
Yeah, no, they're not playing their best football.
I know exactly what you're going to do
next. Number seven for me are the Hawks.
Oh, you put the Hawks at 7?
I have the Hawks at 7.
Oh, you got them lower than I do, Trav.
Only because here's my thing. The turnovers are absolutely destroying us. We lead the league in turnovers, and if we don't get that fixed, we're never gonna take it all. The fact, and I love Darnold. I think he's playing great. He is Seahawks have 20 turnovers. 15 of them are him. 11 interceptions and 4 fumbles. And as much as I love this team, unless they get that turnover stuff straight, we're going to lose.
Yeah. No, that's fair. My number 7. Wait, Matt, did you give us your number 7? Oh, yeah. No, it was the Eagles. Yeah. My number 7 is the Bucks. I think they're good. I don't know, man. I really wish he had a little bit more weaponry, a little bit more going for him, because Baker's doing the best with, I think, what he's got, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you still are out. Your two other wide receivers, all you got is Egbuka, so you're just double-teaming that dude, and you got nobody else to throw to. It's just, I don't know. But I do think that he's managed to pull out a lot of victories. He stayed super competitive for the most part.
Is Godwin not back? I thought he was back.
He's on that verge.
And then, obviously, Evans is gone. So
yeah, they need.
You got Egbuka and you got Otten.
Yeah.
Godwin needs to come in and.
Yeah, he needs something else. Again, another team that should have done something before the trade deadline.
He needs Bucky Irving back if he is back. Or is he gone for the year?
He's not. I don't think he's gone for the year. I think he is coming back.
Not that Rondell White's bad. Or
I was gonna say Rasheed Rice. He's fine. Yeah. But he's not. He's not Bucky Irvin.
No, so. Bucky Irvin's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, number six, Matty P.
Oh, my bad. I got the Colts. I have them lower than most folks would have them, but that's because maybe I'm pissed about that leverage call that we ended up losing the game to still. No, I just think that they're such a run-heavy team that I don't have faith in Daniel Jones. And that, you know, until Jonathan Taylor, you know, I think when he cools down, I think that you'll see the Colts take a turn.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to hate me. My number six is the Denver Broncos.
That's all right.
I had the Broncos. And now, don't get me wrong. It's just I see them getting in the top five. But right now, my only thing is I want to see four quarters of offense from that team because I love the – I'm a big fan of Bo Nix. I think he's great. I think you guys have weapons. I just hate the fact that it takes three quarters to get there. I think once you guys can put together an entire game from start to finish, you guys will be there.
Yeah, I like that you said that because my number six is the Denver Broncos. So, and I echo everything you said. It's a team – the defense is stacked. I think you guys' defense special is awesome. Team is great. The offense only seems to function towards the end of the game, which when you have so many nail biters, and you know, because I've given you crap on this 1,000 times, so many wins by less than 5 points, you're not beating the spreads. And when you're not beating the spreads, you're not winning handily. And I do think that you guys can. That's the thing. It's not that I think you guys aren't able to. I think play calling plays a huge factor into it to where
let them loose.
If you were letting Bo cook for all four quarters, I do think you guys are winning by two touchdowns.
Yep.
Well, that's the thing, dude, is what was frustrating with this game. Like we started in that first series, I was like, oh, our offense is on one. You know, we straight pounded everybody it down the field. Mm-hmm. We get into the red zone, can't punch it in, dude, field goal. And then our second drive, I'm like, all right, here we go. I mean, we just get down the field with ease, can't get into the end zone. I'm like, come on, man. Yeah. And then, you know, next thing you know, you're into halftime at 6-6.
I think once you guys start figuring like, that Jesus. Out, you know, and if you can, you know, figure that out in the second half of the season, you guys will be dangerous.
Yeah, and the Chiefs, man, they were wanting to fight. Their backs were against the wall. Yep. Chris Jones was on one. It was all sorts.
And I love the fact you beat the Chiefs.
I think America loves the fact that you beat the Chiefs. Yeah.
So okay, pick number five.
Yes, sir.
I've got the Seahawks at five.
Okay.
I think that the fact you can have a QB throw four picks and you still only lose a game by 2 points
defense
is killing it. I think Darnold just had a really, really, really bad day, and hopefully.
I hope so.
I know. We all
for your guys'
so,
sake,
on.
He turns it around there. So
my number five, I have the Buffalo Bills. I moved them up. I like the way they came back on that one. That was a back and forth game. Tommy's right. It was a back and forth punching game and a lot of lead changes, but he pulled it out. I'm not convinced like I was earlier in the year they're going to be the team, but I do think that was a good win for them. And who knows, maybe it'll propel them.
So real quick, my Broncos did go up two from eight last week because of that victory. Yeah. My Bills are number five though, and they are the exact same place they were last week. Again, Josh Allen, he's having really good games and he's having really bad games.
Yeah, it's tricky.
But don't get me wrong, like the good games he's having are elite level games and he's beating the team. That's the thing. They're beating the teams they need to beat. It's not like the Seahawks where we lost the one game we really, really needed to win. Right. Josh Allen's losing dumb games that he doesn't really have any business losing, like the Dolphins.
Right.
But yet he's still winning the hard ones. So it's like you can't say he's bad. I mean, you beat the Chiefs, you beat the Buccaneers. Those are two teams that people are saying are, you know, top-tier stuff. So I don't know. We'll see. The Bills are really hard to gauge.
Yeah. That Dolphins loss for the Bills was weird. I mean, it's division rival, and I think it was in Miami, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
So, you know, a lot of that stuff comes into play, but... Man, did they have a bad game.
And they need a receiver to stand up
and
just stand away from the pack. Somebody's got to rise up here. Oh. Number four, Stud Muffin.
Yeah. So number four, you know, I got my Broncos, of course, you know. Yeah. Not too high, not too low, you know, just that perfect sweet spot.
That's fair.
And you guys haven't heard me say Seahawks yet. So.
Yeah, I know. Listen to you. My number four, I'm going to go the Patriots. I will say that team's as much as I'm not a Patriots fan, it's a different Patriots team, of course, that I didn't like in the past. But in terms of what they're doing with what they've got, kudos to the team and their coach. They're killing it.
Yeah. My number four is the Colts. Again, I do think the Colts can fall easily from that position, but so far they've managed to stay there. They've lost a couple games for sure, but they've been very consistent. I do see that changing when they hit a harder opponent, though. So I'm cautiously putting them at four because I do think they've earned that position just standings alone.
Okay.
All right. So number three. This is the other team that has had eight straight wins, the good old New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think their strength of schedule has been fairly easy. I think they have, well, I think when we looked at their schedule, they had two decent wins, right? Mm-hmm. One against the Bills and the Bucks, yeah, I want to say. But, I mean, outside of that, it seemed like it was, you know, your Saints, your, you know, your lower caliber teams. But, yeah, I got them at three.
I like that one.
Drake May's a stud.
I mean, he's doing great. Yeah, he doesn't make mistakes. I give him credit. The dude does not make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, they beat the Bills and the Bucks.
Those are good wins. My number three, I have the Colts. I have the Colts at number three. I do like that team. I like both sides of the ball. I think they play real well. And right now, Taylor's just an absolute stud. He's on track for over 30 touchdowns. That's insane.
Yeah.
My number three is the Patriots. Yeah, I'll mimic everything you guys said about the Patriots. They're playing good on all three levels of football. I would like to see them play, you know, some stronger opponents and see how that goes, because their wins against Bucks and Bills were close. And I like Mike Vrabel. I think he's a hell of a coach. I'm glad he's back coaching in the NFL. He should have never been fired from the Titans, but I'm happy he did, because he's with a better team now. So.
It's going to be hit between him and the Colts right now for coach of the year. I mean, those guys are killing it.
All right.
Number two, stud.
So my number two, now that I'm looking at it, I think I put them too high, but that's fine. I got the Buffalo Bills. I think that it reminds me of, like, the Bills are just an interesting team. Like, I remember last year when we made playoffs, we got absolutely obliterated by them in the
very first
round.
Well, I think Chiefs and them both, they're a different team come playoff season.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Josh Allen turns into the freaking Hulk on the field.
Against the Chiefs.
But he is just a – you can never count – and especially James Cook. I mean, he's having a hell of a season as well. I think that they just need a receiver to kind of stand up and handle business, and then I think they'd be taken care of.
Speaking of teams that went way too high, and you guys are going to think I'm crazy based on where you guys put them, but I do have the Eagles at number two.
Yeah, fraud
two.
Alert.
Yeah, I have the Eagles at number two. I hear what you're saying. But
what I have, they win. Six?
I think, yeah, seven. Tommy had them way down.
You had them eight.
Eight or nine, I think.
I had them eight, yeah.
Eight. I know what you're saying about fraud, but I still think that team wins. Jalen Hurt, man, I mean, he does win. Whether you like him or not, he does win. Mm-hmm. Saquon's not having his great year. I do agree that the receivers are not consistent. A.J. Brown's trouble. You should have traded him.
Yeah, that bro's going full Stephon Diggs drama right now.
Yeah, you should have traded him.
You would have gotten some for him,
too. He's a chemistry issue. But their defense is always consistent. Those boys always come to play. So, I'm not saying they're going to win at all, but I do think right now they're in a good spot.
All right. My number two is the Seattle Seahawks.
You got them high, dude.
Here's what I will say.
Picks apart on that one.
Hey, listen.
This isn't biased at all. If you're listening to this podcast.
Hey, last week, CBS, Fox, the NFL, and Richard Sherman all had the Seattle Seahawks as number one. We lost. And we lost, you know, it was our fault. It was not something we were going to blame on the refs or anything like that. That was a loss on the Seahawks' part. But the one thing I will say is everybody's in the same agreement. Our defense was the top tier it could have been. Mm-hmm. Our special teams was fine. And offensively, it was only one person that was screwing us over on offense, and it was Sam Darnold.
It's the Donald.
That dude fixes those problems. What is going to stop us? I don't know. So to me, we are one small change away, and I'm not saying change like we change out the quarterback, but maybe we change some of the play calling and stuff like that. We're one small change away from to where we beat who I have as number one.
The bottom line is simple with him, and we've seen it. You want to talk about changes? You've got to protect him. Under pressure, this happened to him in Minnesota.
He needs to stop throwing under double coverage. Like, why the hell he keeps throwing under double coverage?
He's seeing everything too late. So in under the pressure situation, when he's got time, he's unstoppable. But you look at his problems. He had it in Minnesota when he lost the last game of the season and the first game of the playoffs because the pressure that was put on him, he doesn't see things quick enough. At least that was the problem. And so what happens, right? We go against the Rams. They may not have sacked him, but he was running for his life every time.
Yeah.
And so look what happened. Four picks. So I'm with you, but to me, until that big issue gets fixed.
Well, and I think right now, Clint Kubiak, our offensive coordinator, ball security, and just not taking the risky throws. I think those are the two things that they need to absolutely capitalize on.
Got
to
come out quicker with that pass.
And we've got a huge strength of schedule. So
the one guy who was awesome, by the way, was JSN. He was a stud in that game.
He always is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, our strength of schedule, I mean, we're talking, if I look at, like, what we have to go up against.
I like our get-right game this week.
Yeah. The Titans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spank the Titans.
Yeah, we should kill them.
So Titans, Vikings, which I do think we have, Falcons, which I think we have, the Colts, which we'll see, and then the Rams again, which that one will be like, have we learned? Have we figured it out? And then, of course, we've got the Panthers and the 49ers, which I do believe we can beat the 49ers.
That's our last game of the year. That could be an interesting game at the end there. Watch that be a spot.
Yeah. But I'm just, you know, when you look at strength of schedule too, I think that puts us pretty high as well. We've got a lot of easy games coming up. Should be easy games.
All I know is I have both of your running backs on my fantasy team and they equally piss me off. Yeah, the same. I know.
We do committee, man. They're not running backs.
None of these
touch.
Guys are getting more like 60 yards a game.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Come on.
That's terrible. All right. We're number one.
Oh, yeah, number one, I got the Rams. I mean, yeah. I think that they're well-rounded. They got huge weapons on offense. Defense is doing good enough to keep them in. And, yeah, man, Matthew Stafford, I mean.
Oh, he's so
I mean,
good.
I don't know. Yeah, he's just a stud. I mean, there's
and
no.
And see, he's not making those mistakes and turnovers. I mean, last games he was 22 touchdowns, no picks or whatever. And it's, I mean, it's insane how good he's playing right now.
Yeah, smart ball. Yeah.
No, I agree. We all have Rams number one.
And first on defense and Landman. And I mean, they got that team.
Landman's a stud. He just punches every time. I love him.
He's a stud. But that team, you know, and I like, you know, and Puka, of course, but I like Stafford. I don't know. I like the old man.
I like
man.
Him too. Mm-hmm. I think he definitely earned his due playing for the Lions in the worst bit of Lions time you could have played for. And, you know, he definitely. Came out, he won a Super Bowl with the Rams, and he's been consistent ever since. And with that win against the Seahawks, it finally puts him at a winning record for his whole career. It took that long to get a winning record because of Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had no idea. Yep. I had no idea that. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
One thing I don't want to see. I want to see Denver like lock down the number one seed in the AFC because if the Chiefs somehow manage to squeal their way back in there, which the probability is probably pretty good. A lot of people are like, no, this is the downfall of them, but. Yeah. Man, I just would not want to, well, I mean, it'd be in Denver again, but just seeing them again, I think they've got a defensive coordinator and a head coach that are just some.
Outside the Chiefs fans too, I don't want to see them in there. I want somebody different.
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing. And I do think you guys have a very good chance of locking down the one. It's wide open. We were just talking about that earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. AFC, because you guys could get that one. New England could.
Yep.
Let's be real. Buffalo still has, a good chance of getting it. Mm. Indianapolis, depending on what they do, you got four teams. It could be any one of those four for sure that could go land that.
When you look at the Chiefs' upcoming schedule, they got a game against the Colts, which I think that could be a pretty good game.
In KC. Yeah. That'll test the Colts right there.
Yeah, no kidding. Are they for real? Yeah, that's a true statement, too, because if you can't beat the best, you're not going to be the best.
Yeah, that's reality. In Arrowhead with that loud stadium, man, that's going to be a tough.
Uh-huh. Then you've got Chiefs and Cowboys, which that'll be a decent game, too, I think, just on the offensive side of the ball.
Cowboys could, but I think it'll be Kansas City, yeah.
Texans, who, again, defense great, offense not there.
Not consistent.
Chargers, which depends on which Chargers you're going to get.
With those offensive linemen.
I don't either. They're going to, he's going to be running for his life. Chris Jones is going to eat him.
Yeah, they're on a downhill slope, I think.
Titans, that should be an easy win for the Chiefs. Yeah. And then Broncos again, and then the Raiders, which is an easy win. Oh, so the Chiefs definitely have the potential
to
make it
to
the
playoffs.
They do have a
chance. Sure they do. You can see a 10-game win there, a path for 10, for sure. Yeah. And I think 10, like most, except for the Seahawks last year, 10-win seasons, for the most part, get you in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind Denver playing the Jags. I'm not too concerned about them. Mm-mm. I'd definitely like for them to get their hands back on the Colts and give them a run for their money.
Indiana Jones says no way.
Yeah. I like those four. I mean, I think the Bills, the Broncos, Colts, and Patriots. I think those are the four to me. Clear. Baltimore could be an interesting one, like the Chiefs. They get in, they could be dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. The Broncos, Patriots.
Yeah, I don't know about that because the Ravens suck when it comes to playoff season.
Yeah, that's true.
You get playoff Lamar, and playoff Lamar is trash.
I know, which is too bad, too, because you look at that team on paper, you're like, you have two good, really good wide receivers. You have a stud running back. Mm-hmm. You have a great quarter. How do you not win, bro? Your defense is always good.
Makes zero sense.
I don't get it, you know?
All right. Well, we want to thank everybody for listening to Desert Highway Radio and Generational Talent. Thank you, Matt, for coming in and giving us your power rankings. I thought for sure you'd put Broncos number one just to make
you mad.
Yeah,
I gotta be realistic.
He was realistic. That was legit.
I definitely don't want to see them playing some other teams. So there's some teams that make me nervous still.
That's fair. That's fair.
Like Tommy's number two Seahawks.
Yeah, that's
I'm riding on it.
Hey, I respect it.
Listen, I
don't agree with it, but I respect it.
They were number one last week. They dropped. Guys, they dropped.
They dropped a whole pick. Yeah. Well, I told Tommy from day one on this one, because I had I had Seattle further down. I had Rams one, and I just said, I'll put them at one when they beat the Rams.
Well, yeah.
You know, and I said, it's going to come down to those two quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And
it's the same thing as like the Broncos player saying, like, until we beat Kansas City, like
truth.
The AFC West runs through Kansas City. Well, the AFC in general runs through KC.
100%. You know what I mean?
So,
And that's a legit comment. I feel that way about a lot of teams. If you want to, same with Philly, until Philly gets knocked out of there, mm-hmm. you got to beat the best. You got to do it. I mean, that's the way
it works. Well, that's what Boverrated had said in his interview was that, you know, they had to beat the best. Sorry, was it Boverrated?
Hey, dude, you know, we beat the defending Super Bowl champs. We beat the number one offense, the number one defense, and we just beat the Chiefs, brother, you know?
Yeah.
And I wish to God we did.
Interesting thing is there's a path where those two teams could face each other, which would be insane.
Brother, if we play in the Super Bowl, that would be...
Hey, rematch. I hope it goes the same as it did last time.
No, I'm getting karma.
He wants revenge.
Right over Bo Nix's head, the first snap of the game, something like that.
Hey, the way this season's going, it'll be our quarterback that gets it thrown over his head.
Darnold will see ghosts again.
Yeah, no ghosts. But Maddie P., I'm glad you joined us, stud.
No, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, and with that, we will catch you guys Tuesday next week, where we will discuss all of your NFL favorite things, like betting and power rankings and who's spitting on who. Thank you, and go Hawks!